Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the latest cattle on feed numbers with Tom Leffler. We're back with Tom in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HTB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
This past Friday afternoon, USDA releasing their monthly cattle on feed numbers. Had the opportunity to visit with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, about the numbers right after Uncle Sam released them on Friday afternoon.
Ron, overall, we're looking at a report that would have to be termed as negative. We was looking for some larger on-feed and placement numbers. They came in a little larger than expected. That's the real negative part of this report. The March 1 on-feed was 101% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 100.3%. Now, this means that we have on-feed 10,770,000 head of cattle. That is 2.6% above the five-year average. Now, Kansas was 4% above a year ago on their on-feed. Texas was unchanged, and Nebraska was down 3% versus a year ago. Now, this is the largest March on-feed number the past 3 years and the largest on-feed number for the year of 2016. This is also the fourth straight month of on-feed numbers being lower than the previous year. Now, in the February placements, they came in at 110%. They was looking for 108.5%. This means we've placed 1,710,000 head of cattle in our feed yards. It is 6.5% higher than the three-year average and 4.8% higher than the five-year average. This is the second largest February placements of the past 14 years. This is only the fourth time in the past 24 months that placements were larger than the previous year. Now, Texas placements were 21% larger than a year ago. Kansas was 6% larger, and Nebraska was down 1% versus a year ago. The placement weight breakdown, the under 600-pound category was 1.5% larger. 600 to 699% was 13.2% larger than a year ago. 700 to 799-pound category, 12.4% larger, and 800-plus category, 12.5% larger than a year ago. February marketings came in at 105% above a year ago. Estimates was 104.6%. This means in February we marketed 1.591 million head of cattle. This is 3.2% below the five-year average. This is the third lowest February marketing number of the past 21 years. This is also the second lowest marketing of the past 12 months. Now, there was also an extra marketing day this year versus last year due to leap year.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talking about this last Friday's U.S. Department of Agriculture cattle on feed numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Burmaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.